on DePella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
102.9 MGK. There's a new book out called In the End, The Last Days of the Beatles. It's available now in bookstores and on Amazon.com. And Ken McNabb, with one B, so he doesn't play football. He's not related to anybody. Well, he's related to somebody, but just not on this side of the pond. He's joining us now. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Joe, and thank you for that brilliant introduction.
You're welcome to it. This has got to be the shortest book in history because all you had to do was come up with a title and then say, it was Yoko's fault.
No. I've been very careful, John, with this project, not to apportion blame. It's one of the great questions in rock and roll history. Who split up the Beatles? And, of course, there's a myriad of answers to that question. But I've been very, very careful not to apportion blame. I think with a project like this, John, you know, it's all about context and it's all about perspective and it's all about looking at the events of 1969 through the prism of half a century now and maybe looking at things from a slightly different viewpoint. But no, I don't believe that Yoko broke up the Beatles any more than I think that Linda McCartney broke up the Beatles. There's a whole narrative taking place in the background that is far too simplistic and she's become a very unfair target over the years. Paul McCartney certainly doesn't think it, so that's good enough for me.
Now, with the large number of people that you spoke to, was there a general consensus of what was going on, or were a lot of these people just adding their own little stories into, you know, what it was they saw?
Well, there was a general consensus that they were eyewitnesses to history. And in that sense, they confirmed much of what we already knew, but were able to give a personal take on it, in a sense. I mean, it's interesting to note, from my point of view, that there's going to be a recalibrated version of the Let It Be film by Peter Jackson within the next year or so. And it will be very interesting to see, because there are 400 hours of unused footage.
Oh, my God.
But it has to be said, John, that you cannot rewrite history or revise history, because at that time, this was a band on life support. The problem, of course, is that nobody wanted to be the one to pull the plug. But at the end of the day, this was not a very, you know, happy time in their career. They really were reaching the end of the road. And the end of the road was, of course, Abbey Road,
right,
the last album and their last love letter to the world.
What was the most shocking revelation to you? What was the thing that you found out that, like, maybe you never heard of before or was explained in a way that's like, oh, my God, I never saw it that way?
Well, it wasn't so much a revelation, John, as a nugget of information. It was a happy accident. If you look at the cover, the very famous cover of the Abbey Road album, and you see the four guys walking across the road, in the background, John, are three guys all wearing white overalls. And they just happened to be at Abbey Road that day as painters and decorators. And I managed to track one of them down, and he'd never been spoken, nobody had ever spoken to him before about being in that famous picture. So he was able to talk about sitting in the Abbey Road canteen, and at the next table to them would be John Lennon, George Harrison, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. And they would talk about everyday things. They would talk about politics. They would talk about, you know, to use an American term, soccer. And everyday subjects. So it's those kind of interactions that help to humanize them. One other connection that I made was with an American photographer, Bruce McBroom, who took one of the last great sets of pictures of them together in 1969. Again, Bruce had never been approached by anybody to talk about this. And he told me some great stories about working with the band and working with Peter Sellers. Peter Sellers, the famous actor, made the introduction between himself and the Beatles, and he tells some hilarious stories about how they tried to put him at ease and how Sellers was very funny. And again, it comes back to great stories that you can still tease out even after all this time to let people read and hear for the first time. So that was good, yeah.
Well, his name is Ken McNabb. The book is In the End, The Last Days of the Beatles. It's available now in bookstores and on Amazon.com. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today, Ken, or in your case, spending the afternoon with us. How are things in Scotland today?
I know this may come as a major surprise. It's slightly raining. and I always say to people when I'm told, I always apologize to American friends because I always sound like a cross between Sean Connery and Lauren Bacall. thank you very much for having me on, and I hope you guys have a great day.
You take care. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.